Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Melton reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Allen steals second. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from French and he is out, Hara applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive towards third. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. John Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive towards third. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Unser. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards short. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Epstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rich Morales pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Williams moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Horacio Pena now pitching. LeMay pinch hits for Tom Bradley. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Morales moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales scores. May scores. Richard moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Gogolowski now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Lee Richard now playing center field. Chuck Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Bill Gogolowski. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schellenbach. Melton moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Epstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley bunts towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Richard moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joffoy pinch hits for Toby Hara. Joffoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.